In 2017, 65 hospital patients were a part of a pilot program at Peninsula Health in Victoria. The aim of the program was to see how beneficial it would be if patients were assisted over the phone by a qualified nurse in the first month of being discharged from hospital. The Royal Australasian College of Physicians has now released its findings. Rebecca Pang is the lead author of the research and a clinician at Peninsula Health.
This research is about applying a government-provided risk algorithm to research on people who are at high risk of hospital readmissions, and we provided a care navigation service and for a month, and then we look at if they're representing back to the hospital. And after a month, and we provided this pilot project to about 65 patients by a part-time nurse, and we found that about 66% reduced risk of hospital readmissions after that.
The algorithm, which was developed by the Victorian Department of Health, was aimed at patients deemed at risk. These patients can be defined as having complex health disorders or being elderly and more likely to live alone. Those patients were allocated a care navigator who helped coordinate the care of the patient between community providers in the 30 days following their discharge. The allocated nurse would help follow up on appointments, liaise with a local general practitioner, and even assist with transport and housing. Ms. Pang says she received positive feedback from patients during the pilot program.
They all appreciate it because usually after you've been to hospital, you were a bit lost, you know, you don't know. And then sometimes in our group, they have a chronic condition, they're always sick. And they're so complex because they may have other, you know, day-to-day problems they need to solve. So they found that having the extra support, they're very delightful to be, you know, someone actually giving a phone call, just a simple phone call to follow up and see how are they going.
Ms. Pang says Peninsula Health has continued to provide targeted care navigation to at-risk patients since the official pilot program in 2017. The Australian College of Nursing Chief Executive Kylie Ward has welcomed the findings.
Evidence has always suggested that nurses that work autonomously and holistically are the most satisfied nurses. And no nurse wants to see somebody readmitted to hospital because their care isn't being coordinated. I think at the end of the day, even though we might be tired or might be giving a little bit more than we potentially have, the really important thing is that we want the best for our patients.
Ms. Ward says although nurses already face heavy workloads, it would be beneficial in the long term to implement care navigators as it decreases the amount of patients returning to receive care.
What I would be looking at is how are positions allocated or resources allocated so that nurses can work really in the interface between the community and the acute sector so that people don't need to go back to the acute sector when they can stay at home. There's plenty of money being spent in health, and there are ways to do it more effectively, more efficiently, and allow clinicians to be satisfied, and this would be a great example.
Associate Professor Nadine Andrew is from the National Centre for Health Ageing and a senior author of the research. She says people from multicultural communities would also benefit from targeted care navigation.
Health literacy is a really important factor in terms of people returning to hospital. And I think sometimes we underestimate how complicated our health system is, particularly for people who have really complex health problems. I think if we were going to have a model that was effective in people from non-English speaking backgrounds or culturally diverse backgrounds, then we would need to build flexibility into the program so that we could address the specific needs of those groups.
Professor Andrew says targeted care navigation would help direct resources where they're most needed and ease the strain on the healthcare system caused by an ageing population. She says the financial burden on the healthcare system could also be eased by reducing unnecessary readmissions, but a larger trial is needed to fully understand the findings.
I guess ideally you would want to roll it out as some type of step wedge or cluster randomised trial, which would mean that you sequentially roll it out across a number of health services and then test the effectiveness of it across a really large population. So I guess one of the challenges with a small population is that they're a very discrete group of people, and probably the effectiveness of the intervention was also quite dependent on the skills of the nurse.
Kira Hain, SBS News.